Welcome to Office Hours. I'm David Meltzer, and it's time for the Executive Spotlight. Every single industry, career, and job has different people that we highlight on Office Hours, and there's no exception for the exceptional, and that's Dr. Grant Elliott. He's the CEO and founder of Rehab Fix. Welcome to Office Hours.
Thank you for having me.
I'm so excited for you to be here because a lot of people are confused why they have lower back pain, and you have the number one program in the world for lower back pain. And as I'm 58 years old, I can't tell you but one of my friends who hasn't complained about lower back pain. So you're in a space that obviously can have great impact on people's well-being. Why is it that so many people have problems with their lower back?
Low back pain is the number one disability in the world. 80% of human beings alive will have low back pain at some point in their life. And it can be a simple question, hey, why does this happen? But in reality, the answer is quite complex, but I will condense it into under 30 seconds. So 90% of low back pain is called non-specific low back pain, which means you cannot trace it back to one singular source. It is influenced by many things. We cannot say this one singular thing has caused chronic back pain. It is a combination of multiple things. Yes, physical stressors on your body. Perhaps you're performing certain movements a lot and you're not giving your body a break. Yes, but it's also related to your beliefs about your back and your health overall. It's related to your habits, to your education regarding it, to your sleep, to your diet, to your emotional and psychological stressors, maybe in your workplace or in your interpersonal relationships. All of these things can actually affect your health and your back overall. And it's the culmination of all of these that can result in an episode of low back pain.
And when you analyze this from a business point of view, when I'm looking and listening to you, that Dave, there's so many different things that cause the number one pain in human existence, which is lower back pain. It sounds like to me that there's something special about the spine, about the back itself. If all of these different things, from your sleep to an argument with your wife to what you eat and how you drink, all of these things you're telling me can impact this pain that exists and chronic pain that exists, then it seems to me that the back must be one of the quintessential pieces of the human anatomy.
Sure. And to be fair, these components can affect any type of pain, but it just happens to be that low back pain is the number one source because it's a primary lever in our body. It's we use it the most, we hinge through it, so it happens to be used the most. But yes, pain as a whole, you could have shoulder pain, you could have neck pain, you could have headaches. Pain is influenced by many factors because pain is an experience. That experience can be affected by many things. And so one very simple example sometimes we give is imagine you just sold a business, you just got married, it's the best day of your life and you stub your toe on a table, you're not even gonna notice it. Oh, you know, move on with your life. And then another day, let's say you had a fight with your wife and you just lost your job and other tragic things might have happened and it's rainy outside, the sun's gone, you stub your toe on a table, it's gonna take you to your knees. And that's how pain is an experience.
And having the number one lower back pain program in the world, you must know things that other people don't, because I don't see everybody having these type of successes that you have. And, you know, having you on here as a spotlight because of that success is important to me. What do you think the differentiator is of what your program is able and capable of doing? Because, you know, the number one program usually isn't just because people are signing up for it. It's because you're selling to people and they're selling for you because it works.
Yeah. I'm going to be floating my own boat here, but it's an evidence and movement-based approach, which is essential. So many back pain approaches out there are, hey, your leg is shorter than the other, or your hips are out of alignment, or it's because of these, the os curve in your lower back. And these are not supported by the evidence. There's a lot of suggestions for why someone might have back pain. But if you just look at the evidence, you can see like, that's not supported. And so we follow the literature. This is an evidence-based approach. It's a movement-based approach. We know that back pain is a movement-based problem. So we provide a movement-based solution. Majority of people, they don't have a plan to follow. It's, hey, come into an office, take the time to drive here, take time away from work, lay down, we'll crack you, and we're not going to teach you how to fix yourself. As with us, We're teaching people how to fix themselves to save them the time, to save them the additional expense, and to get the right evidence movement-based plan from the start. That combined with an understanding that pain is an experience and these other factors are related to it, and actually listening to our clients, actually giving them time, which is a novel concept in temporary healthcare, those things are our magic sauce.
One of the things we share is a strategy of how to scale. And in my mission of empowering over a billion people to be happy, it's finding 1,000 people like you that I know will empower 1,000 to empower 1,000. The math is reaching a collective consciousness of over a billion people, because 1,000 times 1,000 is a million times 1,000 is a billion. And 1,000 people is doable when you have partners like you that are empowering other people. And you not only have the number one lower back pain program in the world, but you're also the number one coach and mentor of coaches and mentors and chiropractors in the world. And you take this evidence movement methodology and you empower the people who are helping as well. For you, that's a completely different challenge than helping others. When you're empowering others to empower others, it takes a different skill set. What were some of the things that you had to learn to create the number one mentoring coaching program on top of the number one lower back pain program?
Yeah, a few connection points there, but yeah, we grew our organic audience over 3 million followers helping people with back pain. And you're right, we get someone into our program or just someone who finds our content, and we help individuals with back pain. And that's very rewarding. It's incredibly rewarding. But then because we built something digital, fully online, don't have to bring people into an office, but I learned how to both build an office using digital components to care and then build a 100% online program. Chiros and PTs around the world now are asking, hey, how did you do this? How did you build so fast? How are you using the internet to provide online rehab programs and to coach people? So now that we have the opportunity to help providers, as you stated earlier, now they have the influence to help hundreds, thousands of individuals. So really, we're helping more people as a result. So by taking the core principles of what built my business as fast as we did, over 3 million followers in 4 years, from a one-man show to 15 staff in 2 years, learning the right processes, the right systems, the right sales process, how to get the best results for individuals, we're taking all of our data and what built us into this, and we're giving it to other chiros and PTs to now help them replicate and both impact many, many more than they otherwise wouldn't have, but also create a better impact within their life and their family's life, and create, you know, generational wealth and freedom that they otherwise wouldn't have had with their older model that serves less people.
Now, all of the evidence that causes pain in the lower back, you stated, causes pain throughout the body, and it should be looked at in the same methodology in evidence movement-based approach. You have the number one lower back pain program in the world. You're the number one coach and mentor of those chiros and PTs in the world. But there's a mental aspect, and I learned a lot about this over the last couple of weeks, about not just pain in general, but since lower back pain is the number one pain that people have, that it really diminishes your perspective. That when we have pain, let alone lower back pain, because it's the most common, that people truly get suicidal, depressed. There's a lot going on reactively to the pain, not just proactively causing the pain. In your approach, you also have been credited at helping people with the mental aspect of how to dissipate, dissolve, and disappear the pain, heal the back itself through mental processes and perspective. What are some of the number one reason that pain causes so much mental dis-ease, but also the brain or the mind or the consciousness can cure as well, in your approach?
Yeah. Simply put, if someone doesn't believe they can get better, they're not going to get better. But the truth is that they can. So how do you create the belief? Because if there's no belief, then nothing will change. If there is belief, and then they get the right plan with the belief, then change will happen.
Sounds very Napoleon Hill-esque.
You got it.
Not to self-promote myself.
Yeah. Well, hey, these things are connected, right?
Exactly.
So one, you have to show people, hey, yes, this is a common problem, but this is a common solution as well. And the temporary state that you're in. You're in pain right now, but it doesn't mean you're going to be in pain a year from now. This is a temporary spot that you're in. So one, helping them believe that they can actually get better, getting them the right plan to get better. Yes. But helping them not catastrophize their pain. Get into this avalanche of negative thinking of, hey, I had a flare up. I must have re-injured myself. I'm never going to get better. I'm not going to be able to go to work. I'm not going to be able to participate in activities with my family. That type of avalanche will quickly imprison someone's mindset to where it will be difficult to get them out of that hole to regain the belief again. And we have some clients where we can get them out of that hole very quickly. We have others where it's more difficult because of how long they've been in that hole and because of the messages that they've been told by other providers. Oh, you're getting me fired up right now, Dave, because so many providers out there are telling people that can get better, you're going to have to live with this. Mm. You're going to have to quit your job. Mm. You just need to get surgery. Like, people are given ultimatums on their life for common issues, and it is totally life disrupting and frankly should be malpractice, but it happens more often than not. And so simply by telling people, hey, you can get back to exercise, you can avoid surgery, and 97% of disc herniations can be resolved without surgery, by the way.
Yeah.
The surgery market doesn't want you to know that. So by helping them realize they can get back to these things, it instills that hope, which then changes their action, changes their mindset, and then, you know, the result becomes what it needs to be.
Is it true that the body, the human body, is actually built to heal itself with belief?
Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, truly, I'm going back to this again, but like, yeah. Mindset is everything. Mindset is absolutely everything.
And well, you know, why is it, as we finish up, that so many doctors, not just chiropractors, PTs, but doctors, they get caught into the negativity, the ultimatum? You know, you need surgery, you need these pills, you know, we have in Western medicine tended, do you think it's the economics or do you think it's the way the doctors are trained? Why is so many, you know, doctors on that more negative side of the spectrum?
Outdated information that has been perpetuated for years and years that hasn't been challenged due to not following an evidence-based approach. They just want to make money. They want to make money. And I'm going to choose to not believe that that is the intent every time.
Me too.
I think, could it influence decision-making? Sure, it could influence decision-making. But like, ultimately, if a surgeon has only been trained in surgery and that's the only way they know how to make money and it's the only way they make clinical decision-making, you can't really blame them for recommending things as often as they do. However, you can challenge them and say, just because this is all you know and this is the way you've done things doesn't mean it's the only way. Could you look at the current evidence and consider alternative suggestions? So could the money and, you know, the way that they make it influence it? Yes, but ultimately they're not following an evidence-based approach. You know, they learned something in school 30 years ago that was also 30 years old at the time, and they're repeating the same thing. It's a lack of the desire to stay with updated information, with updated evidence, and to realize, hey, just 20 years ago, everybody thought the spine was fragile, that the spine couldn't adapt, that the, you know, main reason was because you had tight hip flexors and, you know, just silly, you know, segmented pieces of information like this. Whereas to now, we know none of those things are true. We know the spine is very strong. The spine is very robust. You can adapt. You can heal. You can recover. A majority of the times, surgery has its place. I'm not denying that. But a majority of the time, these things can resolve and you can get back to full exercise and full life. These are newer narratives. And it's the people that are resisting the narratives and resisting the evidence that are keeping this old, outdated information circulating in the system that's harming more people than it's helping.
Well, if you have lower back pain, which considering the statistics, you probably do, I would seek the number one lower back pain program in the world. If you're a coach yourself, a mentor, a PT, a therapist, a chiropractor, you also should seek the best to learn how to get to where you want to be or better. Find the doctor who is sitting in a situation that you want to be in. He's the founder and CEO of Rehab Fix, the number one lower back program in the world, the number one coach and mentor in the world. you can dissipate, dissolve the dis-ease that most human beings will experience in their lifetime. The incredible Dr. Grant Elliott, thanks for joining me on this Executive Spotlight.
Thank you so much.
Amazing. I'm David Meltzer, and this is Office Hours.